Welcome to Missionary Monday, where we talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences living in the mission field. I will also share some missionary stories with you, and we'll hear testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. I can't wait to get started. How about you? Hey, boys and girls, I am so excited that you are here for Missionary Monday. We are talking to different missionaries, and today I have a special one, and she's from all the way across the world from where I live in the United States. So I have a childhood friend with me today, and her name is Miss Laura. Miss Laura and I used to go to the same church when we were, preteens, teenagers, maybe even before that. We've known each other for years. And in fact, her parents are living with my parents right now while their house is being remodeled. So yeah, we go way back. Well, we ended up kind of going our separate ways when we went to college. We got married. We lived in different states. She went to more schooling. But now I want to introduce you to her because God has been leading her family to do something pretty special. But I'll let her tell you guys all about it. So welcome, Miss Laura. We're excited to have you here. And we have a question. Where are you and your family serving as missionaries, and how long have you been there?
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in today. Well, Miss Katie, we are serving in the country of Malawi. So it's a small country in southeastern Africa. It's kind of in between Mozambique, Tanzania, and Zambia. It's a pretty small country. It's about the size of the state of Pennsylvania. And we have been here for about 2 months now. So we're just getting settled and learning where things are and how to live here in Malawi.
Wow. Well, that is pretty exciting. So you're in Malawi, and what led you to step out and become a missionary? Like that's kind of a big decision.
It is. And we have a little boy, and I have my husband here too. And so it takes a lot to decide to come and, you know, leave our families because we're from the United States as well. It takes a lot to decide to do that, but we are very excited to be here. I first started thinking about it probably really when I was in college, but I had grown up listening to stories from my aunts and uncles and grandparents because they all lived in Africa and Asia for many, many years. When I was probably about the age of a lot of the listeners here, I was listening to stories about my grandparents and other family members telling stories about their time. And so it was always very interesting, but I never thought I'd go there myself. But then in college, I spent a year as a student missionary in Peru, South America. And it was such an amazing and life-changing experience. I got to see how important the healthcare, like being a doctor, a nurse, or a dentist could be to help people who are sick. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I decided to become a dentist. I just really enjoyed being able to help people with their dental and tooth problems and saw that there was a big need for better dental care, not just in Peru, but around the world. And so actually I met my husband when we were in Peru. And so we both felt the same way about wanting to help people with their health problems. And so we decided, well, we got married and then we went to dental school and medical school. That's why we wanted to go to school and stuff. And so then we finished school, and I was able to go on some short-term mission trips to help provide dental care. And that just really cemented with me that this is what I want to do with my life. And then we were helping people, you know, with their physical needs, just like Jesus was here on earth, you know, helping with people feeling sick. He was able to help them feel better. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, by helping them with their physical needs, we, you know, want to befriend them and be able to help them also hopefully show Christ's love for them to them, and then hopefully make a spiritual impact on them as well. So recently, in the last couple of years, we had heard about an opportunity to serve as a missionary dentist and surgeon, because my husband ended up going to do general surgery. And so after lots of prayer and God's leading and patience, we have come here.
Wow. Well, that is quite a journey that God has taken you on, but it's really neat to hear how you've had that confirmation time after time after time. So now that you're in Malawi, what is it like there? Like, how is it different from what you're used to?
Well, it is winter right now. Because we're below the equator, it's opposite season right now than where we were before in the United States. So right now it's winter, but it's starting to warm up again, and it'll soon be summer. It's really green and lush here right now. There hasn't been much rain, so it's dry season right now. But starting around November, it'll start being rainy season, and it'll start raining for probably the next 6 months or so. The cool temperatures around here have been 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm still learning what that would be in Celsius, so forgive me, I don't know. Right now, there's not too many bugs, so that's pretty nice. So I think it's a pretty nice time to visit Malawi, so if anybody wants to come visit. But there will be lots of mosquitoes during rainy season. Everything's so brightly colored here. The plants, all different colors, and then the bugs and birds. It's been amazing. We've definitely learned a lot about the animal life here. My son Jake, he's about 21 months. He is loving hearing all the birds, and we're learning different words and stuff. So he's just really excited to be here.
So what is it like? Like, now that you're in this new culture, what's been the most surprising thing so far?
I was expecting, you know, something I was expecting, I guess, was to hear a different language and eat different foods and have to dress a little differently. And, you know, people acting a little bit differently than I'm used to. And, you know, that was all normal. But something I was not expecting was how to learn about things is through people. In the United States, we have technology where there's like, you Google, you know, if you're not sure about something, you just Google it and you can find information about it. And you can find out where something is on the map. You know, when you go to town, you're like, oh, where's this store? I'll just Google it. But here, there is not really as much of that kind of presence here. In order to find out where the store is to go, I have to ask people, and then they give me what I would think are kind of vague directions. You know, they're like, oh, turn here. And it's like at this, you know, shopping center, but I don't know what the name of that shopping center is. And so it's a lot of having to ask people where things are and just driving around and trying to find them. So it's relying on other people, not necessarily being able to do it yourself, which is a really good lesson. So we have a lot to learn still. And so we're adjusting to that because that's very different in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very different. It's kind of, you're now kind of in a culture where everyone shares and communicates, and it's kind of like this big community.
Yes.
Versus that individualistic culture.
Yes.
Yeah, you call the friend that calls the friend that calls the friend that calls the tow truck to come help you. So that's hilarious. Like, that's really funny. So what's been the best experience that you've had so far?
Well, I would say something that's happened on a very regular basis is that Jake and I like to go on our little walks. I haven't been working as much right now, so my son Jake and I have lots of time to go exploring around our new community here. And something that I've really enjoyed, it's really exciting for us, is just, you know, when we go on our walks, Jake is learning to wave to people and even try and say a little bit some words. And so people, you know, just think it's so sweet. They think it's hilarious too, but sweet and hilarious at the same time, that, you know, he's trying to wave to them and he says hi, and sometimes they'll come up and, you know, try to touch him or, you know, just greet him and stuff. And so it's really sweet and heartwarming. I think he's definitely a little missionary at his age, and he's not even 2 yet. So it's just really fun. Everybody just really loves children here. And so, you know, they want to come and say hi and hear how he can speak. And so he's still learning, but doing little fist bumps with the people as he walks by and waving and stuff. And so that's what's been really fun.
Yeah. That's amazing how he's able to kind of bridge that gap.
Yes.
So I know you talked a little bit about it's challenging to not be able to know where things are, to be able to, you have to communicate. What's been something else that's been really challenging?
Well, for me, it was something that I had been somewhat dreading coming here. The one thing that I was dreading was having to learn how to drive again, a stick shift car, manual transmission car. I had learned a little bit in high school, but I just never really did it enough to feel comfortable. So I knew the basics, but couldn't really get comfortable with it. So knowing that most of the cars around here are stick shift or manual transmission and having to deal with that, I was kind of dreading it a little bit. And not to mention that around here, everybody drives on the other side of the road. So from the United States. So usually in the United States, we drive on the right side of the road. But in Malawi here, we drive on the left side of the road. So it's opposite what I'm used to.
Right.
So not, you know, not only having to learn manual transmission, but also having to drive on the opposite side of the road in a new country. And everybody likes to walk on the sides of the road, whether it's the people or the animals or, you know, bicycles. And not everybody has lights on their vehicle. And so there's just a lot more things to keep track of and watch when you're driving than what I'm used to. So there's just a lot of new things. So within the first couple of weeks of being here, I had to face my fears and drive into town on my own with Jake. And so it was a very challenging day, but we made it through and we were able to laugh about it at the end of the day. You know, God was really with us the whole time and helped keep us safe. I was able to get over my initial fear. I'm still a little nervous each time I do it, but it gets better and better every time. So that's definitely the most challenging experience.
Yeah. You know, boys and girls, I don't know if you heard that, but she said she's still a little nervous, but every time she does it, it gets better and it gets better. And that's, I think that's a really good principle for all of us in life, is that there might be something that we're kind of afraid of or we were uncomfortable with, but when we keep doing it, when God has called us to do something or when our parents have asked us to do something and we keep doing it and doing it, it'll get easier and easier. And pretty soon, it won't be that big, terrible, scary thing that it was in the first place. So that's I think, applicable to all of us, because there's things that maybe we don't want to do or we're afraid of, but God might be calling us to do something. And so when we follow Him and we keep doing it and keep practicing, it'll get easier. What is one experience that stands out to you, how God used you in a specific way to make a difference in someone's life?
So there were several patients that we saw, especially I'll say in Peru, before I even started dental school, that they were just really excited to have help their, you know, mouth feel a little bit better. They'd been having lots of pain, and the local government dental clinic had come through and provided some dental care, but the impression that we got was that they hadn't really done much to care for their pain, as far as they didn't really give any local anesthetic or numb them up at all. You know, we were coming through, you know, we're still learning a lot of how to do stuff, but we were able to provide dental care, you know, give them local anesthetic, which just seems like such a basic thing, but help to numb the tooth, help to put the tooth to sleep. And so we were able to help them feel more comfortable with the dental procedure. And so they were very happy to feel better and do it in a comfortable way. So we were just really thankful we could help them out the best that we could and provide like a positive experience for them. So,
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of Jesus. And when he was on this earth, he didn't just go around teaching or preaching, but he also healed and he relieved people of their pain and of their sicknesses and of their toothaches and of their blindness. And that's what Jesus did, was he helped to take away that pain and help them to be able to live a life that they could learn more about him, that they could be able to find that joy and that peace. So that's awesome that you were able to provide that pain-free services, because it's one thing to just go and have a toothache and rip your tooth out and ow, that would hurt. But it's another thing when you actually have the numbing shot and you're like, okay, all right, now it doesn't hurt. So that's awesome. Right. Well, you know, as kids listen, as parents listen, they might be asking the question, well, maybe we want to do a mission trip. Maybe we want to go overseas short term or long term. What would your recommendation be? How would you encourage them to prepare for that now?
I would say you can start by being a missionary right now in your house. You can help out mom and dad with the dishes or cleaning up. That's one way to really just start right away. But you can also look outside to your neighbors. Maybe you have an elderly neighbor who maybe needs a little bit of help with their groceries or raking leaves or, you know, something like that. Another thing would be to read stories or listen to stories of other missionaries from around the world. I always found when I was growing up reading the stories of the different people from around the world, it was just so inspiring, and it was really exciting to hear about how different people live their lives and how Jesus has been able to use these people serving for his honor and for his glory and for being able to share, you know, Jesus's love with other people. So I think it's really inspiring to hear about other people. Another thing would be to spend time with Jesus, to be reading your Bible and just talking with him and seeing how Jesus would maybe want to use you. There's so many different ways that Jesus can use us. And so if we can just humble ourselves and be willing to have him use us however he sees is best, because sometimes we don't know why Jesus, why are we waiting, or why are we not doing this? This makes more sense to me. But if we have a willing spirit, willing heart, then God can use us in so many different ways beyond what we can even imagine. So also talking to your, maybe your church leader, or talking to your mom or dad and seeing if there's a way that you could organize a mission trip. Maybe there's something already organized coming up soon that maybe you could all go spend your Christmas vacation on doing or something.
We've had people and groups come out to work with us as missionaries, and they do short-term mission trips, and they come out and they work with us. And it is so wonderful to have a group come and help. It's just, it's so encouraging, and they help us to get things done that we could never get done on our own. And it's just, it's a wonderful way to be able to share Jesus in a little way. You know, even if you want to just kind of get outside of that culture, a different culture or a different language. And so that's wonderful. Well, boys and girls, we're going to wrap this up today, but we want to share with you a way that you can find out and hear the different stories and escapades that happen to Miss Laura and her family. You can go to the Sherwin Post .wordpress.com. And I'll put that link in the show notes below so you can find it there if you're listening on one of our podcast platforms. The Sherwin Post, THESHERWINPOST, the Sherwin Post.wordpress.com. And she has a blog where she writes about some of her stories. And I read the one about her going into town, driving into town for the first time. And it has to do with a police officer too. So you'll want to go check that out, because that story is very kind of funny. So thank you so much for sharing a little bit about what it's been like going to Malawi and some of your other trips that you've done, your missionary trips around the world. We are so thankful that we get to hear about it, and we look forward to seeing more stories in the future. We're so glad you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com.